101.3 Waterloo Radio.
All right. You've tuned into the Mono A Mono Show right here on Sound FM 100.3.
Again.
Mono A Mono.
Broadcasting live atop, I think, a shirt company. You're in on Waterloo Street.
In 142.
142 Waterloo Street in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. Did I cover all my bases?
Yeah.
Okay. We got a talking to from the legal department.
Even though DJ Adrock said it, I'm going to say it one more time.
Say it again,
brother.
For people
tuning in.
Say it again.
What we're doing right now is we're battling out. So Laura Dahl sent us from In My Coma, from the band In My Coma.
Yes.
Sent us a whole plethora of bands that she so enjoyed we should play on our show here. So what we did is, right now, each of us are going to choose two, and we're going to play them in succession.
Mm-hmm.
So DJ Adrock's going to choose two, play them back to back.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to choose two out of her list and play them back to back.
And
then we're going to do a knockout punch.
A surprise knockout punch.
And then people can vote whose selection of Laura Dahl's songs, because she had quite a variance.
Oh, geez. She, like, it was a very broad spectrum of music that she enjoys.
Yeah, and you know what? Inner thing, and she selected this, so it's not like I'm making fun of her for this, but she selected some Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
And it just so happens I bought my parents that for Mother's Day. So if she wanted, she could accompany them to the Gordon Lightfoot concert that's in Waterloo.
There you go. There you go, Laura. So you've already heard the awkward portion of our conversation where we were trying to see which one of us you like better. And now Steele has invited you to hang out with his parents. So, this show just keeps on getting better and better. Anyways.
So who's going to be up first?
Let's paper, rock, scissors it up.
One, two, three,
paper, scissors.
What?
I couldn't think of the other
word. You always do rock. Now you're going. Oh, wait. Now you get to pick.
You go first.
Okay. I'm going to go first. Now, in her long, long, long list of artists, there's a couple that tickled my fancy. And so I'm going to play first some Soundgarden. Oh. She said she liked them.
Was Soundgarden in it, or was it Audioslave?
Oh, shit. It was Audioslave. I don't care. So I have to assume, Laura, that if you like Audioslave, you would have liked the better iteration of Chris Cornell's band, which was Soundgarden.
But how do you know? Maybe she was a Rage fan, and that's why she liked Audioslave.
Wait, let me check. Oh, it was Audioslave. No, Soundgarden right there! Yes!
Oh.
Okay, saved. So she did like the better iteration of the of that band. Awesome. Okay. So, I'm going to play some Spoon Man by Soundgarden. And then, to complement that, so that's like more 90s, you know, grunge rock, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back even further, and also in honor of, and I played a song a couple weeks ago, right after he passed away, but in honor of Levon Helm from the band, I'm going to play some Bam, and I'm going to play Cripple Creek. So here we go. This is the Laura Dahl battle. Battling for Laura Dahl's affections between Adrock and Steele. So here are my selections, Adrock. This is 100.3 Sound FM, the Mono A Mono Show. Here we go. Spoon Man by Soundgarden.
Spoon Man. you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. To Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by, if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have to see it. And she defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had just stung me, to the racetrack I did go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show.
It. So that was DJ Adrock's selections right there.
Spoon Man by Soundgarden, yep. And Cripple Creek by the band.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Steel Selections.
Not bad. So yeah, so these selections came in via the Twitter. Now if you want to follow Mono A Mono, you can follow Matt. Check out on the Twitter, Mam Radio, at Mam. You're on the Twitter. You talk about what to follow here.
At Mam Radio.
All right.
And at M as in Mark, A, M as in Mark, Radio. That's it.
Okay, and so, and if they, people want to follow In My Coma's Twitter, they'll want to check out.
Hold on a second.
Oh, you got to look it up. They're just on there, so you forget the hashtag, huh?
I think it's just at IMC. I don't know. I don't know it off by heart.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll look that up, but you can look up In My Coma.
No, sorry, it's at In My Coma.
At In My Coma. There you go.
Because the last message I got was from Jasper saying that he thought some these videos that I sent him of these really cool videos from a while ago called The Eternal Struggle Within Part 1 and 2.
Oh, those Asian Kung Fu videos.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome special effects.
Yeah.
And so I sent, because Laura had sent me a video of Mike and Jasper blowing her up with some amazing special effects.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, I know this kind of, indie, DIY. No, DIY stands for something else that I'm not sharing with you at this moment.
Do yourself it?
Damn right. So I sent it, and then Jasper thought it was hilarious.
Cool.
Anyways, so, yeah, at In My Coma.
Okay, so I was looking at her selections, and I'm not going to go with the Gordon Lightfoot song that I was thinking of going with, but I'm going to go with a couple others. Now, the first one that struck me immediately was the Led Zeppelin, so I thought, I'm going to do a Led Zeppelin one. And immediately when I thought of Led Zeppelin, I thought, I haven't heard No Quarter in a while, so I'm going to do No Quarter. So I YouTubed it to listen to it, and what came up? None other than Tool playing No Quarter. So I haven't heard it. No, not the live one up there, yeah. So I haven't heard it. I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to do Tool playing.
We know how this has gone in the past.
Yeah. Well, I checked it out, and it's actually the Led Zeppelin version of No Quarter that they did. But I didn't listen to the whole thing, so I'm excited to hear this. So Tool covering Led Zeppelin's No Quarter, because I'm just assuming she didn't put Tool in there. I'm just assuming that she would like that one. Then, yeah, the one on the right again. Then I'm going to go into another one of her selections where I'm Mother Earth. They got back together recently, but I'm going to go with one of their old Edwin tracks, I think from their debut album.
Before they kicked him out of the band.
Yeah, and the best song off that album is definitely Levitate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with that. So those are my two selections. I think first I'm going to go with the Tool one. Just in case it's no good, then the I Mother Earth one will bump it back up before the knockout punches. So here we go.
Oh, one other thing that we should mention too.
Yeah.
Did you mention the website? Listening. Our website?
No.
Which one? www.monoamonoradio.com for all things Mono A Mono. You can find them there. Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, whatever. We should also mention that when you do go, and maybe, no, this is a little premature. Never mind. I'm not going to say it. Okay. Here we go. This is No Quarter by Tool here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono. Thank you.
good selections right there. I quite enjoyed that Tool No Quarter, and obviously you and Laura Dahl have heard it before, but for me, that was the first time, you know, I came across it when I typed. I just got the feeling for Led Zeppelin, and when I got that feeling,
the flavor.
I mean, I don't have, I think that song No Quarter is from Houses of the Holy. Yeah, I don't have that album.
Oh,
I believe it's from that one anyway. So I was thinking, I want to hear that one, and then Tool came up. So yeah, just went with it. And then right, the second one there, from I, Mother Earth, their song Levitate from their first album. I thought they were really good then, and I thought they were really good when they got their replacement singer. Summertime in the Void.
Really?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed Summertime in the Void. I thought that replacement singer was good as well. You didn't?
Well, he was okay, but not as good as Edwin.
Yeah. Well, so they're back now. They're playing. Are they playing Edgefest, I believe?
I couldn't tell you.
You don't know? And I don't know which singer's back. I'm guessing it's the replacement one, who I don't know his name. But
well,
anyway.
You were right. How's the Holy?
Yeah, see?
Very good, Steel.
Wow. All right, so.
Okay.
Oh, we got to do the. We got to do the feature band. Or no, the Knockout Punch.
Yeah.
Do you got the, is your girlfriend ready to open the, I mean, not your girlfriend.
No.
Because
yeah.
You know what, which is some more news.
Yeah, this is another reason why we've taken a little departure from our regular, our regular stuff, format.
Is because the feature band lady and the Knockout Punch lady is no longer your girlfriend.
That's right.
And guess who's coming back to the show now, too? I don't know if you knew this.
Yeah.
Tim.
I know. She told me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're back together.
And he's coming back to produce the show.
It's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
Very awkward. But whatever. As long as he doesn't F with my mojo, I won't F with his mojo, even though he up and stole my woman.
That's how mad you were.
I know. I, like... banged the CD player so it stomped. And I just did it just by looking at it because I was so furious.
So I was going to say, let's open the vault here, and that's what made me think about all this. So, are you ready for this? Like,
yes.
You got to yell at her, but...
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So it is now time for...
The Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Oh,
F you, bitch.
Oh. Wow. So.
I hate her.
Why? At least she told you. I didn't know if she told you. I thought I was breaking the news to you.
No.
That's good that she told you anyway.
Okay, so the surprise Knockout Punches are going to be in my coma songs.
Yeah.
So we thought that would be appropriate considering this segment of our show today, or this battle, is an homage to Laura Dahl. So I just picked this song out of thin air because it's when I saw them play live at Maxwell's, this is the song that just grabbed me when I saw them play it live. And so I was able to find a live version of this song, which is Crazy World, which was filmed at the Boston Manor in Burlington on February 17th of this year, 2012.
Wow. That means
right.
It's new,
that's,
right?
Oh, it's brand new. Yeah. Yeah. So...
Was that in Boston?
No, it was in Burlington.
Oh.
Or... to pay respect to the deceased Martin Street Girlington. Remember when we did our Remember when one of our lost podcasts was the dance party?
We're gonna have to do that one.
Oh, that was
up.
So awesome.
Yeah, we'll do that one.
Anywho,
coming up.
Okay, so here we go. This is In My Coma with a live version of Crazy World here on 100.3 Sound FM Mono A Mono.
We'll be right back.
darn right radio stations are playing this next one.
And radio stations are playing that last one, too.
Yeah. So, that was In My Coma with their song Crazy World.
Live at the Boston Manor.
And I'm going to get to... Now, if you like these guys, you got to pick up their album Magnets and Miracles, which we featured on the show. Then they did a live to air on the show. Then we did... We've been doing some playlists lately. Now the battle.
Well, then we went to their show and we did a show recap.
Oh, yeah. Man. Okay,
but
so...
But they're just cool folks and they keep on, you know, keep on interacting with them.
Yeah, so you got to pick up their album Magnets and Miracles. Yep. And
you can get it on iTunes, too.
I'm going to play the... first single off of that one.
Go to inmycoma.com.
Yeah. So if you go there, you'll hear this song. So I'm going to play the first single, which is Losing Sleep.
Which is, I believe, the one that Jasper was referring to when he said that you're going to hear this on the radio. And how prophetic was that?
That's why I picked it.
3 months later, we would also be playing it on the radio again because we've played it several times on the radio so far.
See, you don't even need to say it. It's like one of those unspoken segues.
And you know what else people can do?
What's that?
People can go to monoamonoradio.com and click on our live album, or whatever we call it.
Yeah.
And then they can hear the live version of a bunch of songs. I think there's three on there. Of In My Coma playing live in studio here. And a great soundbite by Jasper doing a station ID tag.
Yeah. And all that warranted you poking me in the head right there.
Yeah, because I was so excited because I forgot to mention it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I deserve a poke in the head.
All right. So here it comes, In My Coma, from their album Magnets and Miracles. This is Losing Sleep right here. My Knockout Punch, Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
I will be there to let you. I know, I know, I know. Don't need it.
right. There you have it.
The Knockout Punches right there. So just a quick recap.
Yeah.
DJ Ad-Rock played...
Stop It, CD player. Stop It.
DJ Ad-Rock played...
That's me.
Some Spoon Man by Soundgarden, yep. And Cripple Creek by the band, and his Knockout Punch that you heard was Crazy World, the live version, that's by right. In My Coma.
Uh-huh.
Now, DJ Steel played, that's me, played the Tool cover of the Led Zeppelin song No Quarter, as well as I Mother Earth's Levitate. And then his Knockout Punch right there was the In My Coma.
Did you just refer to yourself in the third person, you pompous ass?
No, like...
You did.
Man. DJ Jeffy Jeff was right. The animosity is building up.
See, this is why we don't battle.
In My Coma's Losing Sleep right there. So the title single track... Or the first single track off of their Magnets and Miracles album.
So now you can go to your polling stations, and the main one is www.monoamonoradio.com, where you can submit your vote. You can click on the submit button, pick which DJ's selections you like better. You can vote via Twitter at MAM Radio. You can message us on our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/MonoAmonoRadio. You can also call us at 519-884-2567.